It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You have landed on quarter number two. It's Tucker's Tape. We welcome in Ross Tucker. Ross, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I like that, Andy. You have landed on quarter number two.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah, you're being nice to me.
It's a rare compliment.
Did that just come out?
A rare compliment from Ross to Andy.
Had you thought of that, or that just came out in the flow?
Just came out. I just let it Bobby flow.
Yes! Oh, my God!
Historic. This is historic Keystone Network.
Thank you.
I mean, we've had two unbelievable lines by Andy Shea in the first 35 seconds. Those are the two best lines you've had in 4 years.
Yeah. All right, now
thanks for listening to quarter number two.
We are out.
Keystone Sports Network.
Peace out. Mic drop. All right.
Hey, by the way, so I'll let you do your spiel here.
You go ahead.
But then you know I have to do my spiel when we do these rankings.
Yes, I will. We are going to rank the 2018 recruiting class over the next 5 weeks. There's 23 players in it. We're going to rank them 23-1. We're going to do five per week for the first month, and then we're going to do the top three at the very end. And you got your spiel, Ross. Tell them what you think.
Okay, so here's what everybody needs to know.
This is what you need to know.
When you make a list, somebody's going to be 23, and somebody's going to be 22. These guys all got full scholarships to Penn State University for football. You know how freaking good they are? They're unbelievable high school players. I wish I would have been good enough to get a full ride to Penn State out of high school. These guys are all awesome players. They're all better than I was at that age. But when you do a list, somebody has to be number one, somebody has to be number 20. And by the way, the beauty of doing lists like this, I can guarantee you somebody between 15 and 23 is going to have a better career at Penn State than somebody between 1 and 5. That's how it goes.
Was there someone on last year's list that was relatively low ranked that you felt or you heard about maybe that had a better true freshman season? I'm not asking you to like memorize the whole list, but I remember you loved Yetur last year.
I had him number 1.
You loved him. And not a lot of people did. Not a lot of people did.
Castro Fields really high. Yeah, he was like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So, not to pat myself on the back, but we should probably stop and pat myself on the back right now. So that's the nature. And by the way, we should talk about this in one of the other segments at some point. I mean, you got it, especially now, Penn State, it is tough. I mean, you look at like the 2019 class, okay? There's an offensive tackle. You should write a story about this, Bob. I'm helping you out here. There's an offensive tackle from Pine Richland, Andrew Kristofic.
Yep.
He's got scholarships, Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State. Penn State still hasn't offered him. I think he's awesome. I think they're crazy. I don't know why they haven't offered him. I love him. But he's probably not quite as athletic as Nana and Rashid Walker, so maybe Penn State just has the bar higher. There's a linebacker from Malvern Prep, Keith McGuire. He's been offered by Notre Dame, Ohio State. Clemson just offered him. Clemson just offered a kid in Pennsylvania that Penn State still hasn't. A linebacker that Penn State still hasn't. There's a kid, Todd Rucci's kid from Lancaster.
Going to Wisconsin.
Committed to Wisconsin. He's been recruited for a while. He loves it there. He's going there. Penn State didn't offer him. He's a 4-star, top 300 kid. You know, had 15 offers. His dad and mom both went to Penn State, and they still didn't offer him. So I just want to point out, these 23 guys, they must be stinking good.
Either that, or we have a James is slipping as a recruiter podcast coming up.
Yeah, no, they know about those kids.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, they know about those kids.
I was just kidding. It was a joke.
At least for right now, they like other kids that are better. It's just like to me, if you would have told me that Clemson and Ohio State would offer a kid from Philly and Penn State wouldn't, I'd be like, what? But that's where they are, at least for right now. So anyway, let's do it, Andy.
Let's do it. Let's start. And they're all studs, so let's start with a kicker, your favorite.
Right. Jake I don't know what to say about kickers other than the fact that he's supposedly really good, big leg.
He's good on kickoffs, really good on kickoffs.
Right. And he's a really good athlete, right? Like plays other sports. I think he plays another position on
safety,
the team.
Safety, he's a safety on defense.
Yeah, he's an athlete. And obviously it didn't work out with the other kicker they offered to. Where'd that kid, is he anywhere yet?
No, he just left.
Oh wait, are you talking about Barbier?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just left. He vacated.
See, we could do a whole other podcast on that at some point, a whole other show.
We have six spinoffs, by the way, now.
Yeah, so what's that?
We have six spinoffs
of the Keystone Sports Network.
We should do a podcast on that. We should do a story on that.
We should let them flow like Bobby Flow. So anyway, I mean, if you're Barbier, I don't know how you give up your scholarship unless you know you have a spot somewhere else, but that's a whole other story. Pinniger, do we think he's going to play this year?
Well, I do think that they're going to look at Blake Gillikin a little bit as a kicker as well, because it's a pressure situation. I'm sure he'll get a shot. James did say last week that he'd prefer that Blake concentrated on punting, which, because he just doesn't want to add stuff to his plate. But I mean, field goal kicker's kind of a big deal too. Maybe it might not be as important the way they're scoring by the boatload. Punting's probably more important to the team, but I think that it's not asking a lot to let Blake kick a 55-yard field goal.
I think this kid gets a look as kicking off. I think it would not surprise me if he's
okay. Then who's the field goal kicker?
That's what I'm saying. He's gonna get a look, right?
Davis is gone.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think he's got a better chance of getting on the field as a kickoff guy than he does as a kicker. That's just
got it. Okay, let's keep it moving.
All right, let's keep it moving. Number 22, offensive tackle Bryce Hefner, 6'5", 285, 3-star. He's from Aurora, Illinois. Party on, Ross. He's ranked number 49.
This is unbelievable. I don't know what the heck is happening right now. This is like we can't even talk about it. It's like he's throwing a no hitter now. We can't. By the way,
if you're under the age of 30 or Wayne's 35,
World,
yeah,
party time. Excellent. By the way, just based on how well this is going for Andy, at the end of the segment, he is going to butcher it so bad. We'll be back for quarter number 7 on the Keystone Knockoff presented by the Galanti Network. So this kid's very versatile. He's a good athlete. He's not really outstanding in any one area. They like the fact that he can play both guard and tackle. Like I mentioned, the Andrew Kostofic kid from Pine Richland, I think he's a better player than this kid is.
Right.
But I think that they felt like he's a guy that could swing both guards, both tackles, and provide some versatility. And they like his upside. So, boom, Hefner.
Give him 3 years.
You got to do your – don't butcher it. Try to do your thing without butchering
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network, on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we got you covered. He's Ross Tucker. Bob Flounders is joining us. I'm Andy Shea. Ross is rooting for me to fail now. This is quarter number 2, Tucker's Tape. We are introducing the first 5 guys as we rank the 2018 recruiting class. We're up to 21. Outside linebacker / athlete Charlie Catcher, 6'3", 210, 3-star from Cumberland Valley High School. Number 17 player in the state, ranked 34th overall. His position is outside linebacker.
He is a really unique player.
Yeah,
he has great size, tremendous body control, and ball skills, and he also has amazing feet for a kid his size. Like, he must on dot drills. Like, his feet are so quick and so smooth. He's an outstanding runner, and even as a sophomore, he's catching like 3 touchdown passes against Central Dolphin, picking off, I think, back-to-back years at safety. He had double-digit interceptions.
Yep.
So you know he's a smart player. What he's not is exceedingly physical, and he's not – like, I bet you he runs a 4.8 40.
Yeah, he's not fat.
He's not fast. Like, if you watch Micah Parsons' video, there's a play where Charlie Catcher is trying to catch Micah Parsons – and let's just say that video is not on that highlight's not on Charlie Catcher's video.
I watched that play live.
Yeah, so here's what happens, right? He's going to be a linebacker. He's smooth. He's good in space. And he's going to make up for that lack of long speed by being so smart that he gets everything done in the first 10 yards. He's fast enough to play wide receiver and safety at Cumberland Valley. He's fast enough, athletic enough. He's a nice player, but I think he's going to take some time to develop. He even feels like he might end up being a middle linebacker.
I believe he just had surgery. I think I saw a picture.
He had shoulder surgery.
Shoulder surgery. I think it was his left arm was in a sling. So it might take him a little while to get going. Yeah. So developmental player.
One thing I'll say about him, I saw him in a district semifinal and final. As many times as I cover Cumberland Valley, he missed a play. Like it was by an eyelash. But he blitzed and missed, and your jaw was hanging like, he missed it, so he doesn't make mistakes
right
mentally. So, all right, moving on. We got two more to get to this week. Wide receiver Daniel George, 6'1.5", 200-pound, four-star wideout from Oxon Hill High School in Maryland. 46th player overall at his position, top 10 in Maryland, a four-star at number 20. That's indicative of this class.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very good player. He's one of those where I remember us talking about it. He doesn't have eye-opening size or eye-opening speed or really eye-opening everything. He's just kind of good at everything. I'm trying to think maybe like a Deshaun Hamilton type. Like he's not a burner. He's not huge, like shorter.
He's not physical.
He doesn't have rare quickness, I think, like the Dotson kid from Nazareth. He's just a very good player. And given the fact that Penn State was so picky in this class and that they offered him, that speaks very well, I think, of Daniel George.
Yep. All right, moving on. We got one more for this week. Last one. It is defensive end Judge Culpepper. I find this kid intriguing. 6'5", 260, three-star from Plant High School in Tampa. He's 17th at his position, but he's 71st ranked overall in the state of Florida, which says everything about the state of Florida.
State of Florida is very good.
Yeah, the state of Florida is very good. I think this kid could play on either side of the ball. I don't know where he plays, but, you know, it's your stage, Ross.
Well, I'd be surprised if he doesn't end up a defensive tackle. He reminds me of Buchholz, but he's already 20, 30 pounds heavier than Buchholz was in high school.
Right.
And by the way, I don't know if you guys talked about this in quarter one. I wasn't here, but given Penn State's roster for next year, how do you not ask Buchholz to bulk up a little bit and play D tackle this year? Like, I don't know how you don't ask him to play D tackle.
You think that's
to get
happening?
Him in the rotation with Windsor and Givens? They have 75 defensive ends. So anyway,
it's in the blood with Culpepper. His dad was a good player. Brad Culpepper with the Bucks,
and his dad was a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Now dad was a different body type. Dad was only like 6'1", I think. So
and this kid's 6'5".
Judge is better. By the way, if your name is Judge, you better be a bad dude, man. I mean, I hope he's good just so we can do all kinds of puns. Yeah. Like, Andy, do you want to try and go for 4 for 4?
No, nope.
Don't do it. Nope. Don't do it.
Like,
I know how to quit.
Ding ding.
Out of the five guys in
what
this
group. What
do they
group, say? Court is in session.
Out of the
Judge Culpepper dominating up front. Go ahead.
Out of the five guys in this group, which one do you kind of have a fancy of? I'm going to ask you that each week as we break down each
group. It would be Culpepper or Catcher.
Okay.
I think they're both guys that they'll have to redshirt a year, but I'm intrigued by what both those guys end up doing.
All right. Now let's see if I can kill the close before we get out. Your questions, Ross's answers, coming up next, Ask Ross.
Yes!
Brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA home insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.